What's up, everybody, and welcome to this fun, exciting cheat day review, where today we try JJ's Pumpkin Spice Pie. Yep, happy fall, y'all. It's that time once again where we see everybody online post about how much they love fall, and it's their time to shine. Oh, joy. Every season on Earth is sheer hell, but everybody seems to gravitate towards fall because of the leaves changing and all that, and you got all of the Allisons and Beckys and Sarahs all clamoring for that pumpkin spice this or that. Well, JJ's Pies has jumped into the game and they got their pumpkin spice pie. So, Lindsay, I know you're wanting this. Come on. Come on, girl. Woo-hoo, woo. After this, we can go to Target and then get some Starbucks. Oh, God. Kickflip. On the official website, it reads, pumpkin and spice in a lightly glazed, flaky fresh made crust. JJ's Pumpkin Pie Spice Pie is everything nice. Try one and see for yourself. Generally available from September through November. Yes, this is a limited edition flavor that is only out during select months. So get it while you can, Allison. This pie, oh my, is so soft and moist in my hand. It looks like peanut butter just smeared in there. Smells very pumpkin-y. Here we go. This is JJ's Pumpkin Spice Pie.
Oh yeah, so like, I don't know, like my husband, I always felt like I should be driving a Jeep all the time because like I went to high school and I drove a Jeep. And my dad, he took me to the car dealership and he pointed and he said, hey, Lindsay, you could have any car on this dealership. Just let me know. And I said, yeah, that Jeep's really good. I like that. Yeah, my contractor husband, he makes like 150K a year. And stack that with my little job that I do on the side, influencing. And yeah, so like, yeah, it's, yeah.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. This pumpkin spice is getting to me. I don't know what happened there. God. Well, that was very pleasant. Now, as somebody that really isn't too thrilled about trying pumpkin spice flavored things, I like pumpkin pie. I like pumpkin spice lattes from Starbucks. Hey, I could still like something and still make fun of it, okay? You don't have to not like something to be able to make fun of it. I could make fun of a lot of things I like, okay? All right. I like pumpkin spice lattes from Starbucks. I don't care. And I also like JJ's Pumpkin Spice Pie. I have to say, out of the bunch, if I had a pumpkin spice latte from Starbucks or this, and I had to only choose one, I would choose the pie. Because, dear God, this was just melt in your mouth pumpkin spice goodness. And it tasted like you're eating like a thicker pumpkin pie filling that was like very sweet, but robust with that spice taste that you get in a pumpkin pie. All the flavors were there, from the cinnamon, the nutmeg, whatever else is in a pumpkin spice kind of mix. Mix in that with the classic flaky soft crust that's glazed to perfection. God, I have nothing bad to say about this pie. Oh, this actually has pumpkin puree in it. So there's a little bit of actual real pumpkin in here. So that's pretty cool. I'm going to have to give the pumpkin spice pie for what it is, for the flavor. If you are in the mood for a pumpkin spice treat, this is a solid, no thoughts to it. Go and grab it right away. I give this one a 10 out of 10. It's perfect. And that's saying something because I'm not the biggest fan of pumpkin spice stuff. But this would make somebody that doesn't like pumpkin spice things enjoy and maybe want to venture out to other pumpkin spice flavored things. So I want to say Thanksgiving is coming up for the United States. And if you're not really thinking about baking a pumpkin pie for all your guests and your family, definitely pick this up. Buy a bunch of these, just stack them up on the table, and if anybody asks, hey, where's the pumpkin pie? I showed up, and there's no pumpkin pie. Point over there, see all these? There's your pumpkin pie. Go get one. Leave me alone. Anyways, yeah, that's it. Pumpkin spice pie from JJ's Bakery. I give it a 10 out of 10. Thank you guys for watching this Cheat Day Review. I am DJ Glowing Ice, always wanting to remind you that it's okay to cheat every once in a while. And today's question is country music. Are you a fan or are you not? I myself have a torn, crazy, wild relationship with country music. I used to listen to modern country music because of the comedy factor. It's just so funny to listen to because you know it's all like industry plants, pop singers that couldn't make it in pop music, so they generate over to country music. And it's an easier, I think, market to get into. You just put on a cowboy hat, some boots, and bring up a story about how your dad might have worked at a steel mill for a couple years, and you got some cred there in the country music section. Yeah, my grandpa, he lived in Arkansas, so yeah, I'm country. Anyways, my relationship with it is I made fun of it. I'm a metalhead. I like rap. I like electronic. I like dance. Country music was always that thing that just kind of sat in the background, and I would only turn it on as a joke on the radio and be like, just make fun of it. But over time, I have listened to it not to really feel like I'm a part of it or I'm like really getting into it and I'm like a true fan, but I could put it on just as some nice ambiance in the background. Just be like, yeah, I could dig what they're saying. I don't live that lifestyle. I'm not a part of that. But I could suspend my life and who I am as a person, put myself into that song and be like, yeah, it's a little break from what I'm living to that. And okay, the beer's all here, party at the pier, boots and trucks and working Cancun, getting all the boys together and having a bonfire. And it's kind of like when you listen to Slayer or Five Finger Death Punch or something like that, and it's just like, oh, yeah, oh. You listen to country music, you're just like, yeah, driving down Easy Street in my truck, waving hi to Norma as she walks out of the Dollar General. So that's my relationship with country music. It's kind of grown on me, not to the point to where I listen to it because I truly want to listen to it, but it's nice ambiance. It's something to put on when you don't want to think, and that's about it. Anyways, what's your relationship with country music? Write it in the comments below. I'd love to read it. Anyways, take it easy, guys. Have a great day, and I will see you soon.